What is up, you amazing listeners and viewers tuning in from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from? I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, and the host of this wonderful show, Tuesdays with TCK. Be sure to hit that like button and follow along to show our sponsor this show some major love, Atlas Seed, the Autoflower Review, TNB Naturals, and Hydro Bucket. They're all the reasons I continue to move forward with all the teaching and education and just bringing all the various topics to you guys. Now, today's episode, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. This is kind of going to be an opinion-based episode. It really shouldn't ruffle any feathers too much. Honestly, most people will probably agree with me. If you don't agree with me, it might just be because you don't live in a medically or recreational legal state. So you're not necessarily informed or accustomed to any of those types of prices. You're still dealing with black market, and that's totally okay. So we're going to kind of talk about the state of cannabis in 2024 in the U.S. And not the world, but we're just going to focus on the U.S. Now, I believe there is over 13 states that have legalized medicinal use for cannabis. I'd have to double check that, but I know upwards of like five or six of us now have full rec use and all that fun stuff. So what are the pros and cons of a state being legalized for so long? I live in Colorado, and Colorado being one of the oldest states to have legalized cannabis. Well, there's some pros and cons. There's a lot of things that have been attacked by the government, like, I feel like right now in the state of Colorado, med patients are getting attacked more than not, with laws and various things that affect our limits, how much we're allowed to buy, or the pressure of selling certain limits to clients from dispensary side of things. As well as the potency. There was a potency ban that nothing could be above 90% or something like that this year, so none of the concentrates are above 90. They're all very low. And just speaking about concentrates in the state of cannabis in general, it's very pathetic. You would think there'd be a lot more terpene-heavy, price-friendly med places out there, right? Because you would think the people holding med cards would be a little more of the importance to help their pain or their ailments, right? And I'm not saying that a rec user isn't as important of usage to a med user, but for certain med users, it is life or death if you're epileptic or, you know, you got cancer, things like that. For common sense purposes, I would say it would make a lot more sense that the med patients have the higher potencies and have access to those things, because that's the point of paying the government an absorbent amount of money at the once a year to get your med license renewed or get evaluated to get an increase in limit or keep your med card. It is absolutely a ridiculous ploy that Colorado has done to give you a med card that grants a limit that no dispensary wants to sell you your limit. I can't go to a single dispensary. I have the form. I have everything I need on my end. No dispensaries are willing to fill out the actual limit that I'm allowed to purchase. And it has to do with legalities on their end and how they could get in trouble and all sorts of little loopholes that they're apparently having to jump through. This is what I've been told from multiple places. So the state of, at least in Colorado, the state of cannabis is pretty shit, if you ask me. Dispensary bud is bullshit. Most of the time it's PGR. It's very rare that I see organic bud or actually properly grown non-PGR bud. It's very, very, very much the same flavors consistently. Not very many switch-ups and terpenes. And to be honest, it really does absolutely nothing for pain. So that's why I never buy herb in Colorado. The only herb I consume is generally the herb I grow. Concentrates. There's only one brand that I have been purchasing because the rest of them are absorbently expensive. They don't do anything more for my pain than the cheaper grams, and all they do is they taste a little better. So the live rosins are a joke, and most of the butters and stuff are a joke in this day and age. And I'm not saying like I know I have a high pain tolerance, or I have a high THC tolerance, but it is really ridiculous the state of cannabis. I'm not saying all of it's bad. There is good mom and pop shops here and there. There's good products here and there. But it just really is. It's to the point where growing your own stuff and learning how to literally make everything from pressing your own dabs to making your own salves, everything, it's just much more feasible at this point for what they want to charge you for a product that may or may not work. A lot of dispensaries and across the US that sell product are getting caught for lying on potencies. A lot of the edibles haven't been decarboxylated, so there's actually no THC activated inside the product, so you're actually just eating weed flavored candy basically. There's a lot of things that are going on in the US, I think, with the state of cannabis, that as it gets more commercialized, more commercialized laws are starting to affect it in a very negative way. It's been a while since I really done a podcast, really revitalizing and pushing people to really, really go out there and spread the word about home growing and spread the word about mom and pop shops. But if you're a new state that is seeking to get legalization or rec or med, look to the states like California and Colorado and look what not to do. There's a lot of good things that have been done for sure. But there's a lot of things that haven't been done right. And the constant attack on the med patient rights, as far as, your limits or the potency or how much you can purchase in a single day, like, and I know that goes to limits, but I'm talking about overall limit. I'm not talking about like plant limits or, and that's another thing, just plant limits have been attacked. I really don't believe in plant limits. I think I could argue till I'm blue in the face. If you want to make an argument to me that the average person can afford, a person who is struggling, or a blue-collar average income family can afford upwards of 25 to 50 plants in a home with lights, carbon filters, and everything else that is required, please show me the money that they have in excess. I don't believe that there should be plant limit laws. I think if a criminal is going to break the law, they're going to break it. It's kind of like gun rights and gun laws. And I'm not going to get into that because I will ruffle some feathers on that one. But my point is criminals don't follow laws. I'm not saying there shouldn't be laws, but certain laws do not make sense if they're trying to be preventative measures when all you're affecting are the people you're trying to protect. So I really do get annoyed with a lot of the laws that they make towards home growing in this day and age. I get very annoyed at the options that when I go to my dispensary, I now shop on the rec side, which they give me a discount to meet my med price because the med options are actually less than the rec side. So, and it's cheaper on the rec side now because of my discount. So, what is the point of having my med card? I have no idea. Other than my plant limit, I literally don't have a clue why I have my med card at this point. It affects my gun ownership rights in the sense of where I can go with my weapons, how I have to carry my weapons if I want to carry a weapon, various things like that. So, purchasing guns, things like that. So, it's getting to the point where it's like, why do I even have this freaking thing? And this is where I say to other states or to people who are in my scenario where you're wondering what you should do. Something I'm very much considering is just spending the next year to 2 years to really get a ton of back stock for myself. Enough back stock to where the normal household plant limit will allow me to have more than plenty for years to come without having to need the plant limit of a med card. So what I think I'm going to do is just grow as much as I can. As really solidly as I can over the next year and a half, 2 years, and really just try to get my back stock in order, try to get all my back stock of everything in order, concentrate, salves, everything. And then when the time is right, no more med card, and I can enjoy, I'll just go if I need anything randomly, like a if I want a tincture or a drink or something, I'll go grab it from the rec side, you know. I'm not saying that that's 100% what I'm doing, but the agitation of the state doing what they're doing has definitely led me to that. It's getting unbelievable. There's no point that I should be shopping on the med side versus the rec side. Or there's no point, there's no reason I should be shopping on the rec side versus the med side as a med patient. That makes no sense. So I guess all I'm saying is the state of cannabis is a little wonky. And there's no better, there is literally no better time if you're wondering, if you are wondering if you're from an out-of-stater, if you're coming to Colorado, will you enjoy cannabis? Absolutely. If you are not a normal everyday smoker that's consuming a ton of like legal cannabis or just a bunch of cannabis all the time, of course the dispensary stuff here is going to affect you pretty strongly. However, if you are coming from other states or you want to experience some rad type thing, chances are your homie's homegrown bud that they're selling you on the black market or selling you on the DL or whatever it is, or you're just growing yourself, is actually more much better. So, yeah, go home growing. I think right now, home growers are definitely the tippity top. I have multiple friends who only buy from home growers and people who process their own stuff, whether it be bubble wash, rosin, whatever. But they do all of their own stuff, and that is what they do. And they grab it from the on the DL, and I don't blame them because, to be quite honest, the legal market is really not that great. It's very below average, it's very subpar, and it's very, very sad to see. So the new states, I know there are newer states bringing on board cannabis and they're kind of working with it. So good luck to you guys. This is gonna, like I said, a short and sweet 10-minute quick video of my little spiel about the state of cannabis, and I should say more so in Colorado. But yeah, home growing is really where it's at right now. I 1000% think everyone should spread the message of home growing again. I'm going to be more than enthused growing a ton of autoflowers from Atlas Seed and some of their photos, their feminized photo periods. I'm really, really excited to grow a bunch. So this next year, expect a ton. I'm actually in the process of packing and moving. So April 6th is our move date, and there's going to be a lot of content to come after that. So without further ado, be sure to smash that like button. Comment down below if you have any questions or tips or tricks, and be sure to follow along from whichever platform you're tuning in from. So you show the sponsors of this show some major love. That's TNB Naturals, Hydro Bucket, Autoflower Review, and Atlas Seed. I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, as well as the host of Tuesdays with TCK. And I'll be back every single Tuesday to bring you guys more content. Much love, happy growing, and peace, everyone.